Anita Better Name asks, what do you think your midlife crisis is going to look like?
For me, it's going to be, it's not so much buying something stupid. It's going to be that I am going to all of a sudden just like not want to work and just go on like a travel the world for like 2 months or something like that. You know?
Yeah. I could see you doing that. Yep.
Or like just fuck it. I'm not coming into work the whole week. I'm just going to golf 36 holes a day.
Yeah.
Or just like, just basically it's going to involve me abandoning my work post.
Yeah. I mean, understandable too, especially at that point. If you're doing it for 20 plus years, like I get it.
Yeah. Hopefully my midlife is 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we don't know now, I guess.
No one knows.
Mine's for sure going to be, if martial law doesn't happen, I'm going to end up getting into bushcraft somehow.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to go live off the land for a week.
Mm-hmm. Legit prepper. Yeah. Too, I think. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll actually ever like build a doomsday bunker or anything, but I'll go in the woods and be like, with nothing but like an axe and just see if I can make it.
Also in that vein, probably collect something stupid.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll spend a weird amount of money on this collection of stuff that doesn't matter.
Civil War cannonballs,
yeah. Pocket watches.
Yeah. I could see you doing that.
I like collecting things.
It's going to be,
you're kind of like you've like dipped your toe in the water already.
I've dabbled a little in some collecting of things.
Yeah.
But it's going to be something completely grandfather clocks or some shit like that.
It's going to be
unexpected.
It's going to be weird. It's going to get weird.
Mm hmm.
And Anne's going to roll her eyes and hope that it's a phase. But it wasn't a phase, Mom.
I think Ryan's going to get really back into fitness again.
That's right.
Like fucking, like put on 60 pounds of muscle at 50 years old.
Yeah, he'll go from squatting like 125 to like 225. It'll be huge for him.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going. Yeah.
Tough Mudders, Spartan races. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it could go either way. It could go the powerlifting, like strength route, or it could go the like marathons, ultra marathons, obstacle course racing, something of that sort.
I see it more being bodybuilding.
I don't, because I see it. It's going to be when his kid comes of age to be able to do this stuff with him. You're not gonna power lift with your kid.
Good point.
But he's gonna do fucking Spartan races with him, because that's what he did with his dad.
Yeah,
that's true.
Didn't your dad just do something absurd?
50k.
Jesus.
No headphones. So he likes to just listen. He would rather just listen
to other people's heavy breathing.
So, well, no, there's only like 25 people doing it.
Mm. Yeah, because there's only 25 people dumb enough.
For someone better than math at me,
32.
How many
miles?
Okay, thank you.
About 31, 32.
Marathon and a half.
Marathon and a
quarter.
Sixth.
Yeah. What's a 5K? 3.1.
Yeah.
Times 10. So 31.
Okay.
So, 31. But then that's like 4 or 5. It's about 1.2 marathon.
Yep.
Okay.
Still.
It's
ridiculous.
A long way to run.
Coaching, maybe. Fuck.
I thought you said you weren't going to do it.
I don't want to. It's a midlife crisis thing.
Already having your cop out ready for when you sign
up. I don't want to coach. I don't. Because I would rather go golfing, or it's just time consuming.
You'd be a golf coach.
No, I'm not good enough at golf to be a golf coach.
Neither
I'll give
are
unsolicited
most golf
advice,
coaches.
But yeah. Something like that, something dumb like that, or I'm about to build a big fucking shop or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
like
I'd like to spend money in situations of crisis. Build myself? Absolutely not.
Mm.
No, God, I couldn't fucking.
So
do
you're
that.
That's a lame midlife crisis.
Pay somebody to build a shop.
Yeah, that's not a midlife crisis. That's
you'd
just
pay
practical.
Someone to give you a car. People
yeah,
do
a
that.
Motorcycle.
True, but midlife crisis cars are like buying a Bugatti
or a Hummer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's literally why Hummers exist.
Yeah.
The marketing concept behind it was to target men going through midlife crises.
And it probably worked.
Just think about it. Anyone you know that had a Hummer, it was yellow and they were going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, they were like in their 40s or 50s. Or
the only one I knew was another kid in college, but he got it from his dad who went through his midlife crisis. Yeah,
and he probably had an H3.
It was giant and yellow. That's all I remember.
Probably, yeah.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.